Next up, Ryu. Sit.
Hello, everybody. Can everybody hear me okay in the back?
Speak up. Really, really, no. Can you put the microphone?
Yeah, the microphone is only for the
street. Then I'll speak up like this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to give a talk about reuse. I'm Linus. I work for the Free Software Foundation Europe as a sysadmin, and I'm also one of the maintainers of the reuse tool. And so this tool, so since this is the SBOM dev room, I need to relate what we do with reuse to SBOM somehow. And I think the catchphrase, or what I want you to take away from this presentation today, is that if you want to have nice SBOM downstream, you should push everybody to use reuse upstream, because it makes everything else much, much easier. Or just, yeah, how reuse makes everybody's life a bit easier. So typically with free and open source software, you have compliance issues when it comes to license and copyright. There's missing information about license and copyright holders of your own code and of third-party code that you might use in your application. There's license ambiguity. So for example, if there's just it says GPL, but you don't know which version. And often when there's somebody taking the time to put all the information there, it's stored in a silo, and it's not actually in the where the code is. And often another thing is that when you change something in the code, you should, or you have a new contributor coming on, then you need to change everything again. Developers also need a lot of training if there's custom solutions, and there might also be conflicting compliance practices. So we thought, like, why can't we solve these issues here, up the stream, so that when the water flows down to everybody else who's consuming license and copyright information of source code has just an easier time digesting them. So reuse is based on a couple of principles. It should be easy for copyright and licensing information. Everybody should be able to find this easily. So it should be in the file that it applies to. If that's possible. Like, of course, with a binary file, that's not possible, but if it's plain text, that's possible, and then should go in there. Silos should be avoided, and all the licensing copyright information should be stored in the repo. And that info should be readable by humans and machines alike. We also do not want to reinvent the wheel if we don't have to, so yeah, we try to be compatible as possible. And also, licensing should be easy and fun. and yeah, so we try to do that. You can decide whether we manage, but at least we try. So there's three simple steps to using reuse. First, you choose and provide the license. Reuse does it with a nice little dialogue for you when you start it up the first time. I can show you later. Then you add copyright and licensing information, preferably to every file. And then we have a range of tooling that allows you to confirm this reuse compliance, either in a pre-commit hook, in CI, and of course locally on your machine. So I'll go through this quick. Maybe just a quick show of hands. Who has heard of reuse before? Okay, so I'm preaching to the choir. Who has used it before? Okay, so I'll go through this rather quickly. One thing that we do is we save license text in a licenses directory. I'll make a quick shout out to GitHub later about this. Then reuse names them after the SPDX license identifier, and then they're stored in the licenses repository. Then the copyright and license information is added to every file. Then it looks roughly like that. And then if you have uncommentable files, like binary files, images, or executables, or whatever, then you can do a separate license file, which is a plain text file, which refers back to that uncommentable file, which then contains this information. And there's also you can use a dep5 file in a .reuse directory. This is about to change soon, hopefully, because we are going to develop our own reuse YAML, which sits at the root of the repository, where you can define this type of information for uncommentable files or for whole directories much easier than with dep5. And then the third step is you confirm that you're actually compliant with reuse. What are the components of reuse? So one thing is a spec, where we pretty clearly try to state how licensing information and copyright information should be added to source code. Then there's a helper tool, the reuse tool, the reuse CLI tool. Then there's a very good tutorial in FAQ that you can look into to answer very basic questions about licensing, but also some advanced stuff. And then there's an API where you can sign up your project and then get a nice badge. Who doesn't like badges? So I've already said that we store the licenses in a licenses directory. So the UI of GitHub, for example, still doesn't pick that up properly. That would be very cool if that happens. It's not very hard. The rest of that, I'll skip over that. So now I'll just show you really, really quick, because I have 5 minutes left, I think. How this works, how this looks in practice. So here is the text size okay for everybody in the back? Yeah. So here I'm in a non-compliant repo. And I can run reuse lint to confirm that